Good morning, friends. Pastor Stacy announced her next few sermons that are coming up over the next 3 weeks. But just in case you didn't know, the theme, I speak for the ... fill in the blank, comes to us from one of our treasured authors, Dr. Seuss, and in particular, his story called The Lorax. Now, The Lorax is one of Dr. Seuss's longer stories, but Pastor Stacy asked if I would share it with you. So over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be reading parts of The Lorax. So join us for all 3 weeks to be sure that you hear the whole story. But we're going to get started this morning. At the far end of town, where the grickle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing, excepting old crows, is the street of the lifted Lorax. And deep in the grickle grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see today where the Lorax once stood, just as long as it could, before somebody lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax, and why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the grickle grass grows? The old onceler still lives here. Ask him, he knows. You won't see the onceler, don't knock on his door. He stays in his lurkum on top of his store. He lurks in his lurkum, cold under the roof, where he makes his own clothes out of mitted, muffered moots. And on special dank midnights in August, he peeks out of the shutters, and sometimes he speaks and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. He'll tell you, perhaps, if you're willing to pay. On the end of a rope, he lets down a tin pail, and you have to toss in 15 cents and a nail, and the shell of a great-great-great-grandfather snail. Then he pulls up the pail, makes a most careful count, to see if you've paid him the proper amount. Then he hides what you've paid him away in his snuff, his secret strange hole in his grovulous glove. Then he grunts, I will call you by whisper-ma-phone, for the secrets I tell are for your ears alone. Slump. Down slumps the whisper-ma-phone to your ear, and the old onceler's whispers are not very clear. Since they have come down through a snurgly hose, and he sounds as if he had smallish bees up his nose. Now I tell you, he says, with his teeth sounding gray, how the Lorax got lifted and taken away. It all started back, such a long, long time back. Way back in the days where the grass was still green and the pond was still wet and the clouds were still clean. And the song of the Swami swans rang out in space. One morning I came to this glorious place and I first saw the trees, the truffula trees, the bright colored tufts of the truffula trees, mile after mile in the fresh morning breeze. And under the trees I saw brown barbalutes frisking about in their barbalut suits as they played in the shade and ate truffula fruits. From the ripulous pond came the comfortable sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around. But those truffula trees. All my life I'd been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what to do. I unloaded my cart. And in no time at all, I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. And with great skillful skill and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft and I knitted a thneed. The instant I'd finished, I heard a guzzump. I looked. I saw something pop out of the stump of the tree I'd chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and odd, oldish, and brownish and mossy, and he spoke with a voice that was sharpish and bossy. "Mister," he said with a sawdusty sneeze, "I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues, and I'm telling you, sir, at the top of my lungs." He was very upset as he shouted and puffed, "What's that thing you've made out of my truffula tuft?" "Look, Lorax," I said, "there's no cause for alarm. I chopped just one tree. I'm doing no harm. I'm being quite useful. This thing is a thneed. A thneed's a fine something that all people need. It's a shirt, it's a sock, it's a glove, it's a hat. But it has other uses, yes, far beyond that. You can use it for carpets, for pillows, for sheets, or curtains, or covers, for bicycle seats." The Lorax said, "Sir, you are crazy with greed. There's no one on earth who would buy that fool's need." We're gonna pause right there, so you can come back next week and hear what happens about those needs. Also, for my families in our children's program, we do have an opportunity this afternoon, as we have been able to purchase a private showing of The Lorax at the AMC Galleria Theater this afternoon at 2:30. We are limited to 20 seats, so if you would like to join us, go ahead, text me as soon as possible, because the first 20 are all that we are going to be able to include. Our discounted rate for this movie is only $5 for your recliner seat at the AMC Theater this afternoon at 2:30. Also, tag on right here for our youth families. You will have the opportunity next week to do the same thing, to go to the theater for $5, but we will be seeing The Croods. We will also have a 20-person max, so be sure to text me as soon as you can if you want to join us. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you this afternoon.